Good Friday morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes for another episode of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in John chapter 9, verses 1 through 12, and today's reading begins with a conversation between Jesus and his disciples, prompted by their seeing a man who had been born physically blind. At the time of Jesus, some believed that a person who was blind was being punished by God for sinning or for the sin of one's parents. Jesus rejects the connection the disciples make between sinful actions and illness. The man's blindness is an occasion that will reveal God's power at work in Jesus. And so let's begin. Again, God's guiding word for us this week has been love. And so let's begin reading at John chapter 9, verses 1 through 12. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man who had been born blind. His disciples asked him, "Teacher, whose sin caused him to be born blind? Was it his own or his parents' sin?" Jesus answered, "His blindness has nothing to do with his sins or his parents' sins. He is blind so that God's power might be seen at work in him. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light for the world." After he said this, Jesus spat on the ground and made some mud with the spittle, and he rubbed the mud on the man's eyes and told him, "Go and wash your face in the pool at Siloam." The name means sent. So the man went, washed his face, and came back seeing. His neighbors then, and the people who had seen him begging before this, asked, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" And some said, "He is the one," but others said, "No, he isn't. He just looks like him." So the man himself said, "I am the man." "Well, how is it that you can see now?" they asked him. And he answered, "The man called Jesus made some mud, rubbed it on my eyes, and told me to go to Siloam and wash my face. So I went, and as soon as I washed, I could see." "Well, where is he?" they asked. "I don't know," he answered. And today's key verse is John chapter 9, verse 5, where Jesus said, "While I am in the world, I am the light for the world." You know, it's interesting that people are always trying to attribute somebody's actions for the reason that they are going through some sort of malady. Even my wife and I were accused very early in our marriage when my wife had some physical problems. We were accused of having some great hidden sin that we were guilty of committing because of, it's obvious that, you know, God's judgment was upon us. And here Jesus said, "No, it's not his sin. It's not his parents' sin. The only reason that this man is born blind was so that the glory of God can be revealed in him." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the light of the world, and you have revealed God's power at work in you. Keep me close to you and guide me each day in the way of your truth. Amen. Well, our week together has come to an end, beloved. I hope to see you in church this coming Sunday. And if you can't be there, then join us either on Zoom or on Facebook. But until Monday morning then, where we will be back reading John chapter 9, verses 13 through 41, I look forward to seeing you. This is a special time that I truly enjoy spending with you. And so until we meet again, may God richly bless each and every one of you. Amen.